Discover Fuerteventura with these 5 hiking routes. When we think about Fuerteventura as a holiday destination, we tend to think about its white sand and turquoise water, sun and beaches. However, the island also conceals some spectacular lunar landscapes between craters, dunes and cliffs. It's a dream location for hiking. Discover all the island's striking contrasts on these 5 hiking routes, all recommended by Princess Hotels and Resorts. Be captivated by the island's energy. Explore Fuerteventura through its hiking trails. Its nature: Fuerteventura is by extension the second Canary island and the oldest, with almost 22 million years of history. It is characterized by its soft reliefs, its lush vegetation and its unique beaches. Its protected spaces are one of the island's main attractions. Declared a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve in 2009, it boasts 13 natural parks with different degrees of protection that will delight you. Trail surface: the island is predominantly flat, making it ideal for planning easy and beautiful walks with the family. There are also some areas that stand out due to their altitude. For example, in the central area of the Betancuria Massif sits the peak of La Atalaya, which stands at 724 meters high. In the south lies the Jandia Natural Park, where the island's tallest mountains are. Pico de las Azores is the highest at 807 meters. Hiking for all: Fuerteventura offers a vast network of hiking trails for all levels, from beginner to expert. Discover the beautiful stretches of coastline with their white sandy beaches, or head into the mountains and admire the fascinating landscape with its unique spurge plants. Whichever route you choose, an unforgettable experience is guaranteed. Climate and temperature: the Canary Islands have a subtropical climate and little rain throughout the year. You can enjoy hiking at any time of the year. The Calderon Hondo Volcano, the majesty of nature. Calderon Hondo, also known as the Young Volcano. It is one of the island's best preserved craters, and it is estimated that it started erupting some 50,000 years ago. To discover its grandeur, we propose taking the circular path, SLFV2, adapted to all levels. A walk around the volcano: this route starts and finishes at a parking space on the outskirts of Lajeres, heading towards Marjanico. Follow the path that leads clockwise around the volcano and be rewarded with a breathtaking panorama that unfolds before you. Gaze upon the sprawling expanse of Caraligio, the nearby island of Lobos, and even the distant shores of Lanzarote. About halfway along the path, a viewpoint offers a dramatic glimpse deep into the crater. The wildlife: despite their undeniable cuteness, Barbary ground squirrels are not native to Fuerteventura and pose a threat to the island's unique ecosystem. Introduced in 1965 as pets from North Africa, their population has thrived. Now a common sight, these squirrels can even be found around Calderon Hondo. As you hike, you might spot a variety of bird species soaring through the air. With a little luck, you could even catch a glimpse of the majestic Canarian crow, a bird native to the archipelago. The landscape itself is a testament to resilience. Look closely and you'll discover plant species that have ingeniously adapted to thrive in these arid conditions. Planning your adventure: it's an easy hike that is well signposted. Here you can find more information on the route. A culinary reward: after the 1.5-hour hike, reward yourself with a taste of the Canary Islands. Head to Los Pinchitos on Lajeres Main Street, where you can savor the island's culinary scene. Sample the region's famed Majorero cheese, indulge in the rich flavors of chevron with garlic, or tempt your taste buds with homemade croquettes. Practical information: duration, 1.5 hours. Distance, 5 kilometers. Difficulty level, low. Type, circular. Elevation, 160 meters. Starting point, parking Calderon Hondo, Lajeres. Gran Vale Playa de Cufat, a dreamlike landscape. In the south of the island, this trail is unique for its outstanding natural and wild beauty. You'll discover the Jandia Natural Park up close and enjoy some magnificent views of the surrounding mountain peaks. You can also find remains from the island's former settlers, unique fauna and the endemic Jandia Carden, Euphorbia handiensis. Also known as the hairy carden, this cactus-like species is sadly facing the threat of extinction. From Gran Vale to Cufat, your adventure begins in the heart of Gran Vale, a picturesque valley leading you towards the acclaimed Cufat Beach, considered one of the best in Spain. The initial stretch of the route winds through a captivating landscape dotted with cardens and tabebas, unique plant life endemic to the Canary Islands. As you progress, prepare to be awestruck by the panoramic vistas from the Mirada de Cufat viewpoint. Situated at the Degollada de Aguaovja Pass, 234 meters above sea level, this vantage point offers breathtaking views that will leave you speechless. A culinary reward, after this tour, we recommend you try the traditional food at the only restaurant in the area. It is the Cufat Pepe El Faro restaurant, open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Practical information. Duration, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Distance, 6.40 kilometers. Difficulty level, moderate. Type, there and back. Elevation, 370 meters. Starting point, Gran Vale, Gran Valley bus station. Incredible views from Pico de las Azar. One of the best views of the island is to be found in Jandia. Specifically, at Pico de las Azar, at an altitude of 807 meters. The road is well signposted, so you won't get lost. Please note that the strong wind in the area can make it feel much cooler, so make sure you take some warm clothing. At the top of Fuerteventura, along the trail you can observe the change in landscapes as you ascend, until you reach the peak of Las Azar. Here you'll be rewarded with an incredible panoramic view of Cufat Beach. Its diverse fauna, on this route you are likely to cross paths with a Cabra majorera, Fuerteventura goat, roaming freely, or spot specimens of the common buzzard. You can also appreciate the island's local flora, such as the Tarjanast de Jandia, Ichium handiense, or the Canary Island daisy. Planning your adventure, if you want to take this route with a guide, remember to book in advance with one of the companies that organize this type of experience. Practical information. Duration, 4.5 hours. Distance, 13 kilometers. Difficulty level, low. Type, there and back. Elevation, 694 meters. Starting point, departs from Morojabal, above the Lugar Vinamar water reservoir. El Barranco de las Penitas, the charm of Fuerteventura. El Barranco de las Penitas is one of the most popular enclaves on Fuerteventura. It is located in the Betancuria Rural Park, a protected natural area. Its characteristic name is due to its relation to the dam built in 1937, one of the few remaining on the island. A family-friendly adventure, its short and easy path makes it possible for walkers of all levels to undertake. It starts in the municipality of Pájara, in Buinpasso, characteristic for its palm trees, and runs to the Chapel of the Virgen de la Pina. At the end of the route, we will reach the dam at Las Penitas. The route can be circular or, if you prefer, you can climb up to the Arco de Las Penitas rock. Enrich your experience with a visit to the nearby village of Vega de Rio Palmas. This quaint little village offers a glimpse into the local culture and is located close to both the start and end point of the hike. Planning your adventure, on the route, to your left, you will see a small dry stream. The path is well signposted, so there's no chance of losing your way. For a truly unforgettable experience, take a short 5-minute drive from Vega de Rio Palmas to the Mirada del Risco de las Pinas and be rewarded with stunning panoramic views. Practical information. Duration, 2 hours. Distance, 3.5 kilometers. Difficulty level, low. Type, there and back. Elevation, 108 meters. Starting point, Duin Paso. You'll love the ravine Los Enamorados. As the name suggests, the Barranco de Los Enamorados, or the Enchanted Ravine, will leave you with a lasting impression. This geological formation is unique in Fuerteventura. It is a volcanic cone of about 100 meters high and over 10,000 years old. It is formed of black rocks, which contrast with the white of the fossil dunes. Its surroundings, of great scenic value, it is considered an asset of cultural interest. On its walls you can find marine and terrestrial fossils. It owes its name to the magical effect that occurs when sunlight hits the dunes. The color changes according to the time of day, resulting in a magical effect. The hiking path, you can visit the volcano via two routes, from El Cotillo or El Roque. Both paths end at the Esquinzo beach. From there, you can walk around the volcano and enjoy incredible views of the ravine and the sea. The route, which is around 4 kilometers, has a low difficulty level, so it is suitable for families with children or the elderly. Practical information. Duration, 49 minutes. Distance, 4 kilometers. Difficulty level, easy. Type, circular. Elevation, 120 m. Starting point, El Cotillo or El Roque. And don't forget to bring suitable clothing and footwear, coat, sun protection, cap, water and something to eat. Enjoy an adventure in Fuerteventura.